The Islamic Revolution leader says perseverance and insight are the keys to the final victory of the Iranian nation. Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan join efforts to stop the flow of illicit drugs. And Turkey warns it will not keep silent if Israel attacks Gaza or Lebanon. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello and welcome. This is Jamjam Network English News. It's great to have you with us. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has told a large gathering of Basij forces that perseverance and insight are the keys to the final victory of the Iranian nation. The leader said imamship is the most influential factor in the fate of the nation, saying just leaders guide people to the desired destination of the human life. Ayatollah Khamenei said bullying powers and their cultural apparatus are among the leaders who guide people toward corruption and destruction. The leader then described Basij as a unique entity, saying the smear campaign against the force by enemies and their followers in Iran will lead nowhere. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei said vain desires are the main obstacle to gaining insight, adding last year's complicated plots saw sedition makers sacrifice expediency for power. The leader also stressed the Iranian nation should be ready as the enemy would try to challenge their revolution. The three neighbors of Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan issued a declaration at the end of a two-day trilateral summit on anti-narcotics campaign in Islamabad.
This is a wonderful feeling of...
Under the statement, the three countries are set to expand information exchange to fight back relentless production and trafficking of drugs in Afghanistan. Strengthening of border controls between the three states are among the other highlights of the deal. The signatories will also set the stage for more joint operations to stop the flow of illicit drugs. The document also calls on the international bodies to pay more attention to problems caused by drug trafficking in Afghanistan. And first Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi has proposed the introduction of a regional currency among the members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Rahimi told an SCO summit in Tajikistan that the huge trade volume between the organization's members justifies the need for a common currency. Rahimi also called for joint efforts within the SCO to counter threats and challenges. Rahimi then said economic development is a major element in ensuring security and stability in the region, adding the SCO can play an important role in that area since it has most of Afghanistan's neighbors as its members. Friday is the last day of competitions for Iran's sports convoy in the 16th Asian Games underway in China. More gold medals are up for grabs as Iranian teams are scheduled to take on South Korea, Japan and India in the final matches of handball, volleyball and men's kabaddi. And Thursday proved as another winning day for Iranian athletes to stay firm in the fourth spot.
Ahmad Reza Talabian won the gold medal of the men's 1,000-meter kayak single race. Chinese and Japanese contenders ranked second and third, respectively. The silver medal of the men's 1,000-meter canoe single race went to Shahu Nasiri, as the Iranian team won the bronze medal of men's 1,000-meter kayak 4. In the men's freestyle wrestling, Reza Yazdani won the gold medal in the 96-kilogram category, beating his Uzbek rival 3-1 in the final. Fardin Masumi won the bronze medal in the 120-kilogram category. Sajjad Moradi took the gold medal in men's 800-meter of athletics competitions. Iraqi and Qatari athletes secured the second and third spots, respectively. Fatemeh Çalaki beat her rival from the Philippines 1-0 to win the bronze medal in women's minus 55-kilogram karate event. Iran's Kabaddi team defeated Pakistan 17-16, walking a place in the final match against India. Iranian female Kabaddi athletes lost their decisive match to India 23-22 and won the bronze medal. In basketball, China beat Iran 68-65 in the semifinal match of the tournament. Iranians next will fight against the Japanese team for the bronze medal. An Iranian soccer players lost the bronze medal when they were defeated 4-3 by South Korea.